Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bibles to Hebrews, the 10th chapter. I will begin at verse 38 and end at verse 38. Hebrews 10:38. Now, the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. I want to talk about the just living by faith. Living by faith, that's what we want to talk about today, living by faith. And in this it was saying the just shall live by faith. And what he was talking about was just mean the righteous shall live by faith. And we want to talk about this faith that he's saying that the just, the righteous shall live by. Go with me to Galatians 2:20. We're going to do a little bit of teaching on today. I feel as if that, you know, we're asking God for many things, and we're begging and we're pleading with God, and we're saying, God, why don't I have it, God? I'm quoting your word and doing this or doing that. But I want you to know, I don't care how much you quote that word. You can't quote that word to get something you already got. You got to quote the word because you're believing that what you're quoting you already have. Now, if you're quoting that word to get it, that means that you don't believe that you have it. So look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, if you're quoting the word to get something, then you don't believe you already have it. And we want to make this reality today because I believe that if God said it, that's the end of it. There ain't no ands, buts, or ifs about it. If he said it, that's what he mean, and he means what he says. And we need to find out why are we not receiving what God said. Amen? In Galatians 2:20, y'all know this is my favorite verse. I am crucified with Christ, and nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ that live in me. So what Paul had to recognize first, he said, I've been crucified with Christ. And what he was saying, this old man that's in me, it died with Christ. But he said, nevertheless, I live. And what he was saying was, even though that old man died, he's talking about that spirit that was in him. It was dead. But when the Holy Spirit entered his dead spirit, he became alive. And it wasn't something that Paul had done necessarily. It was because of God's grace that he became alive. So he became alive in his spirit. He said, nevertheless, I live, not I, but Christ. He recognized that Christ was living on the inside of him. So the way Paul had to live is in this next verse. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So what Paul was saying, the life that I'm living in my flesh is not based on natural faith. It is based on supernatural faith that comes through me being born again. So the same faith that Jesus used when he walked the earth, Paul said, that's the faith that's on the inside of me. So the first thing that we have to recognize is you cannot live on natural faith. Natural faith is a faith that says, when I see it, that's when I'll believe it. Natural faith goes on your five senses. That's what natural faith is. The supernatural faith that Paul is talking about, the faith that he was living by, was the same faith that Jesus used to raise the dead. It was the same faith that Jesus was operating in when Jesus walked the earth with those two fish and five loaves of bread. So Paul was saying that I have to live by supernatural faith because I'm born from above, not born of this world. You're in the world, but you're not of the world, so you don't do like the world does. See, the world goes on natural faith. Now, we are human, and if we see chairs in this place, we're not going to sit in a chair if the leg is broke off that chair. Amen. We're going to look at that chair and say, no, I can't sit there. That chair's a little shaky, so I believe I'll sit somewhere else. And that's good that God gave us natural faith because we are human, and we live in this world, but we're not of this world. But God said, I want you to tap in to this supernatural faith. And the good thing is there's not a person in here, if you're born again, born from above, every one of us got the same measure of faith. That means that God did not give Patrick more than he gave me. Some people see people moving in a realm that they're not moving in. So they begin to say, oh, you got more faith than me. So they begin to go home and say, God, give me more faith. I want to do what this one doing. I want to do what that one is doing. You have to understand that the word of God says that he has given each person the measure of faith, according to Romans 12:3. That does not mean that God is favoring one and not favoring the other. Let's look in the word of God at Luke chapter 7, and we want to look at how people are thinking that people have more faith than other people. And Luke 7, this is talking about the centurion. And y'all know the centurion came to Jesus, and he was telling Jesus about his servant who was very ill, and he wanted Jesus to come and heal him. So Jesus was going to heal him. He said, but wait. He said, the only thing I need for you to do is speak the word. Speak the word, and my servant will be healed. Now, when Jesus heard that, Jesus began to say, there is not, in this verse he said, I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. So what Jesus was saying here, Jesus was saying, this man did not even want me to go lay hands. This man only say, speak the word, and my servant would be healed. He said, that's great faith. That does not mean that a person have more faith than you. That just means that that person is manifesting the faith of God that's in them more than you are manifesting that faith. That's what you call great faith. So this man says, speak the word. Sometimes we want somebody to lay hands on us. You know, when you're ministering to people and you're saying, well, I'm going to speak over your body and I'm believing that by Jesus Christ you're healed. And they're saying, well, you know, I just need for you to come over here and touch, you know, where I'm having problems at. That means that their faith is not at a place that it needs to be. But there may be somebody that's in Africa. And you're talking to somebody in Africa, and, you know, you're hearing what's going on over there in Africa, and you begin to speak the word of God, and immediately they receive that word. Why? Because they're operating in the faith that's already there. We have to understand that we have to stop trying to do something to get God to do something. Well, God, if you do this, then I'll do that. It doesn't work like that. God has done everything that he needs to do. There was another instance in the Bible in Luke 17 when the apostles, these disciples, was talking to Jesus, and Jesus was, you know, telling them about forgiving people. And Jesus went on to say in verse 4, and if he trespass against thee seven times in a day and seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. So Jesus was telling his disciples about forgiveness. And they began to say, Lord, increase, add to our faith. Because they say, this ain't nowhere possible that we can keep forgiving these people like this. So they use increase our faith, and some people are using this verse to say, to pray and say, Lord, increase our faith. No, you got all the faith you need. But the thing is, you got to know how to operate in the faith that you have. Quit praying for more power, more faith, more this and more that. You got everything that you need. See, in the Old Testament, they didn't have what you have today. The Spirit of the Lord was not indwelling them like the Spirit of the Lord is indwelling you, being that you're born again. So when they did things, God allowed his Spirit to come upon them to do the work, but then after the work was done, the Spirit of God departed from them. But we, as being born again, if we have the Spirit indwelling us, the Spirit ain't only indwelling us, but the power of God comes upon us to anoint us for the work or the service that God would have us to do, and the Spirit is still indwelling us. So never say, I want what Moses had. I want what John the Baptist, I want what these people had. You got more than what they had. They want what you got. They want to see a day that they can live the life that you're living. Amen? So don't think that just because you see a person that's operating in faith more than you operate in faith, don't go home and pray that prayer, Lord, increase my faith. You increase their faith, so Lord, increase mine. No, they have the same measure of faith that you have, except their faith is manifesting more than yours because they are believing in what the word is saying unto them. Amen. So all of us have the same measure of faith. And this is the first thing that you got to believe. I have the faith of God dwelling on the inside of me. If you do not believe that, then you're not going to be able to live that lifestyle of faith. You're not going to be able to live by faith. I see so many people saying, God can, but you got to do this. When you're saying God can, but, that means you got your butt in it and you taking out what God can do. Amen? You got to take your butt out of it and say, you know, I don't need to help God. God has already done what God need to do. And as I was meditating on this word, God said, if my people will live by the faith that's on the inside of them, there is nothing that they will not be able to do. There is nothing that they would not be able to accomplish. So we know all of us have the measure of faith. We got that faith in us. It is proven by Galatians 5:22-23. Faith is part of the fruit of the Spirit. So when you get born again, that faith comes on the inside of you, and it is there. It is there for you to believe the things of God. You know, years ago I would say, God, I feel like sometimes I'm crazy because things that I'm believing for is out of the norm. But that's because I'm living off the faith of God. See, even for you to get born again, you had to hear the word of God to be born again. The Bible says that we're born not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed, and that's by the word of God. So when we hear the word of God, that's when we begin to have faith for what we hear. Amen? So we want you to know today, I want you to know today, quit trying to do something to get something from God. I don't care how long you pray. I don't care how long you fast. I don't care how long you do this or you do that. You got to realize you have everything that you need to live a victorious life in Christ Jesus. And one thing that you need to do, you have to separate yourself from people that makes you feel like that's not going to happen. Or that's not going to work. Because when you set your mind on things above, you got to set it and you got to keep it set. So when somebody come alongside of you and you begin to tell them what you believe in God for, people are going to say, you're crazy. That's not going to work. If they're not in the same place that you are, and I'm going to tell you, some of them are saved. Some of them are saved when you tell them, this is what I'm believing God for. I remember years ago when God would give me things and they would be out of the norm. People would look at me like I was crazy. Oh, that ain't going to work. That ain't going to happen. But I knew what I was believing God for. See, natural faith is based on what man can do for me in the natural. Supernatural faith is based on God and God alone. That means that if God told me something, I'm not going on no what man is saying in the natural. I'm going on yes what God is saying. I remember years ago when I was learning these concepts dealing with faith, and I was begging God all the time. Come on, who's still begging God and pleading with God? Please, God, please, God, if you do this. Now, there's a time of ignorance. But there's a time, too, that God winks at ignorance. But there's a time that you must come to the knowledge of the truth. So when I came to the knowledge of the truth, I remember I would walk through my house and I would always say, well, God, I'm doing this, and God, I'm doing that. I don't understand why I don't have this and why I don't have that. God, I see people gambling. God, I see people cutting the food. I see people cursing. I see people laying out of work, and God, look like they got more than me. Am I talking to somebody? God, I see people that is even gambling and winning the lottery, and I don't even believe in that, but sometimes I feel like I should do what they do to get what they got. God, I'm serving you like I should serve you. I'm going to church, God. says, and yet I had nothing. Maybe I just need to hit that number one time, God, just one time. Just let me hit that number. Nobody know but me and you, God. That's all that matters. And God, I give you glory. Letting everybody say, look what God has blessed me with. God, just give me a day of feeling like I got some. Come on, we all had those days where we're questioning God. God, I'm in my word. God, I'm doing this. Think about who's doing it. Me, myself, and I. But yet, because I'm in the word, I'm thinking that, God, I'm in my word, so you got to give me what I'm coming to you for. God, I'm coming to church, so you got to give me what I'm coming to you for. God, I'm nice to people. I don't even curse them out no more. Don't even roll my eyes no more. So, God, you got to bless me. God, I'm telling you, I'm just getting so nice. God, you know how I hurt inside, but I just love on them, and I tell them it's okay. But what about me? When is somebody going to tell me it's okay? When is somebody going to give to me? I'm always giving to everybody else. What about me, God? I'm just tired. They say, tell God how you feel. So, God, I'm telling you how I feel. So I'm just going to wait for you to drop it in my lap, God. Come on, drop it. Seemed like it was never dropped. Get up the next day, the same thing. Whining and complaining. God, why me? Why am I going through all this? And see, you got to understand that God said, I want to teach you how to live by faith. I want to teach you how to live my way and not your way. See, this is the world's way. The world's way is like Jimmy. I don't want you to be a Jimmy saying, always gimme. I want you to know that I am God, that I am Elohim, that I am the creator, that I am El Shaddai, that I am almighty. I want you to know that I am Jehovah Jireh, that I am your provider. And I want you to know me for yourself outside of the world. I want you to know that if I say something, I'm going to do exactly what I'm saying. I don't need your help. The only thing I need for you to do is trust me and know that I am God and know that I'm El Roi, a God who sees you, a God who knows all about your trouble. Know that I am Jehovah Shammah, that I am there. Know that I'm Jehovah Nisi, that I am your banner. Know that I am Jehovah. I am the self-existing one. Know that I am that I am. Come on, you got to encourage yourself in the Lord. You can't wait for nobody to knock on your door and tell you, thus says the Lord. Because as soon as they leave, that's left with them. But when you go in the word of God for yourself, that's when your faith began to grow. That's when your faith began to, you know, say, God, you said it. I believe it. Ain't nothing I can do about it but just give you praise. See, God wants us to get in a place with him that we're not looking at what the world does, but we're looking at what God has already done. Look at your neighbor. Say, don't matter what it looks like in the natural. You got to look in the supernatural. See, you serve a supernatural God. Praise God, praise God. You got to know who you're serving. You got to know who you belong to. I'm telling you, God loves you so much. And y'all remember Tuesday night that I was decreeing and declaring behind the pulpit and saying that God gives you favor. And you wake up and you say, God, thank you for the plan and the purpose you have for my life. Thank you that you have favored me today. Thank you that you have blessed me with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. Well, the next day, y'all, God favored me. He gave me favor because as I began to speak that word, see, when you speak that word, you don't just sit there and say, well, nothing ain't happened yet. See, when you speak the word, you go on because you know that the word works, and you don't have to work the word because the word works. So you just go on about your business, and you say, God, I thank you that I do have favor. I expect favor today. I expect your blessings to overtake me today. Don't know which way they're coming, but it doesn't matter to me. Someone may just call me and just tell me something that's going to God, I expect favor today. You got to have an expectancy. See, when you look at the natural faith is based on your ability. It's based on what you can do. But see, natural is seen. Supernatural is unseen. God want to know today, do you want to live in in the seen, or do you want to live in the unseen and allow the unseen to come to the seen? See, what we're missing is, how are people going to know he's God if we're in the natural? They will never know that he's God if you stay in the natural. Tell your neighbor, say, take your butt out of it, because your butt's still in it. Y'all know what we do. God, I thank you that you have blessed me with all spiritual blessings, but God, don't you see these bills? Come on, butt can't be in there. You got to say, God, I thank you that you have already blessed me with spiritual blessings in heavenly places through Christ Jesus. So, God, I'm standing on what you already done. I'm not going to sit here and try to figure it out or work it out. I'm just saying it is a done deal, God. And God was showing me this. He said, how many times do we get in our cars and we take off and go 10 hours, 12 hours away? Don't think about the car going to break down, anything of that nature. We're just thinking about getting our destination. And the thing is, when we're in that car, how many just say, oh, I wonder if the car is going to start doing all kind of crazy stuff. We don't think like that. Only thing we're thinking about is where we're going. See, he said, we're trusting more of natural things than we're trusting supernatural things. He said, those natural things will fail you eventually. He said, but when you're walking in the unseen, there ain't no failure with God. There ain't no mishap with God. Everything that he said it and he meant it, and he's not going to change it. So God said, when we look in the natural at natural means, we're always trying to depend on those natural means. Come on, electronics. We depend on those electronics. We depend on those electronics to do what we want them to do and when we want them to do it. But what happens when it comes to the unseen? We always questioning the unseen. Well, God, you said I'm healed, but why am I still feeling pain? You don't want to deny the fact that the pain is there. See, our problem is if we got a cold, you sick? No, I ain't sick. You sick? No, I ain't sick. Fact is, yes, a sickness is trying to overtake me. But truth is, by Jesus Christ, I were healed. I ain't denying the cough, but I'm denying that I have to accept what's coming on my body. See, this is where you lie at. You sick, what's wrong with you? Nothing. You sure ain't nothing wrong with you? Ain't a thing wrong with me. And you sit, how about this right here? Bless the Lord. Oh, Jesus, you all right? Yeah. You hurt? No, I ain't hurt. Oh, Jesus. You lying. Why don't you just say, I got a pain there, but blessed be God, I ain't going to deny that it ain't there, but I'm denying that I have to have it in my body because Jesus paid the price for it. See, we get around people and act like we so holy. We act like ain't nothing wrong with us. We act like that we just Superman and Superwoman. Come on, you need to let people know, yes, this is occurring in my life, but I can put a butt in this. But God has healed me. But God has set me free. And even though it's still going on, you got to tell them, I ain't denying the fact of what was said, but I'm going to tell you, I don't have to accept what's being said. See, we get so holy that we want people to think, I don't go through nothing. The devil is a liar. All of us go through changes. All of us go through things in our lives. We ain't going to deny that we're going through it, but we saying we don't have to accept what we're going through. That's living by faith. See, when you live by faith, sometimes pride get in your way too. Sometimes you get so prideful that I did this and I don't get sick and I don't do this and I don't do that. And then when you go home, you popping Tylenol and BCs and cough syrups like you crazy. But in the public, you act like you won't get nothing. But you need to just face the fact, yes, sickness tried to attack me too. But God, by Jesus Christ, I am the healed of the Lord. See, when Jesus walked the earth, Jesus had faith of God. He was the Son of God, but he walked as the Son of Man. But Jesus was operating in the faith, in the belief. He was operating in the supernatural. See, natural saw two fish and five loaves of bread. But supernatural say, I see more than enough. See, even his disciples that was following him, they wanted to send the people away. Send them away. Let them poor dog. Y'all know what we do when we cook at home and know you ain't cooked nothing but two pieces of pork chop. It's for your husband, it's for you. And they rap big and then somebody knock on the door, hide the pork chop. Ain't enough. If you tell them we got it, they're going to eat your piece. They ain't getting mine. That's what we do. That's what we do. We hide our food. Instead of saying, bless the Lord, we're going to bless him today, and it's going to be more than enough. If they're hungry, we're going to bless this food, and we're going to share what we have. See, that's walking by faith. You ain't looking at what you see with your physical eyes. Now, come on, we ain't going to deny there's two pieces of pork chop there. Missy, we can't deny it's two pieces of pork chop. Yes, there's two pieces of pork chop, but we're going to bless this pork chop. We're going to thank God for this pork chop, and we're going to believe God that all of us are filled, four people, two pieces of pork chop. See, that's when you're walking by faith. That's when you live in the life of faith. But some of y'all stomachs are bigger than your hearts. Come on, let's just be real. Some of your stomachs are bigger than your heart. And your mentality is saying, if I give them this, I'm going to be hungry later on. That's our way of thinking. But if you think God's way of thinking, you're saying, God, you know what? Man don't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Don't you know that if you give up something that belonged to you, God's going to give you double for your trouble? God's going to give you more than enough? But the first thing we do, our mentality is in the natural, not in the supernatural. So we see here that we have faith that's on the inside of us, and all of us have the measure of faith. And this faith that we have is the same faith that God used for us to be born again. Amen? Now I'm going to talk a little bit about Ephesians 2:8. It says, by grace you are saved. By grace, unmerited, undeserved favor that you're saved. And it says through faith, but it's through faith. And it said, and that not of yourself is a gift of God. So faith is a gift of God. It is something that you did not have to earn or something that you did not have to work for. It is a gift of God. Grace has given us everything that we need. But in order to tap into that grace that God has given us, it has to be through faith. Now, God is not a stupid God, y'all. God knew you had to have his faith on the inside of you to believe in the unseen. He knew that you had to be born again in order to get his faith, in order to believe in the unseen world, which is the supernatural. So God gave us his faith in order for us to believe. And in Hebrews 11:1, we're going to learn what is faith. Hebrews 11:1, it says, now faith is. That means, moreover, therefore, faith is the substance of things hoped for. The substance means the guaranteed proof, the assurance. Faith is the assurance of the things that you're expecting, the things that you're hoping for. So let's say that you're saying, God, I thank you that you already know that I'm in the need of a car. But I thank you, God, that I already have that car. Even though in the natural you don't see that car, but you're speaking by faith. God, I thank you that I will have a car, and I will be driving that car. I thank you, Father God, for that car. So what you're doing is you're speaking by faith. And some people may say, how are you going to get a car? You only have a job. But I have a God who sits high and looks low. So God already know what I need. But see, this is what y'all got to understand. Faith is a heart thing. God know what's in your heart. He know your thinking. He know what you're going to do, when you're going to do it, and how you're going to do it. Now, some people will try to mooch off folk and call it faith. Well, you know, this is what God does for me because I've been walking by faith. No, you little manipulating self. You ain't been walking by faith. You've been working witchcraft. You've been being manipulative. You've been calling people and telling people, I believe you got something that belonged to me. I know my God. I know what God said. You should give me that, your little manipulating self. See, God don't need for you to manipulate nothing. When God knows your heart and when God knows that you're trusting him, God will drop down in your spirit and say, speak, car, because now is your season for you to get a car.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866-907-6836. If you would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety, you may contact us at 866-907-6836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina, 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mtdm.org.